This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today said that reducing pendency of cases is a big challenge facing the judiciary. Addressing the two-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening, President Draupadi Murmu said all stakeholders should come together and find solutions to address the backlog of cases. President Murmu observed that court decisions in heinous crimes like rape come after a generation has passed. She said that due to this, the common man feels that the judicial process lacks sensitivity. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said that the government is actively exploring various avenues to ensure gig and platform workers are covered under social security. The minister said this while chairing a review meeting on social security for gig and platform workers in New Delhi today. He stressed that the government is fully committed to the well-being of gig and platform workers who form a crucial part of the workforce. Dr. Mandavi also emphasized that the government is working on a comprehensive strategy to provide them with the social security they deserve. West Bengal is still witnessing ongoing protests against the brutal rape and murder at the Arjikar Medical College and Hospital and demand for justice for the victim. The city witnessed a number of rallies even today. Artists, doctors, students and common people took part in a rally of the civil society. The Department of Social Justice and Empowerment has invited inputs of stakeholders and public at large to ensure that policies and initiatives regarding LGBTQI+ community are inclusive and effective. A host of measures have been taken by the government regarding the community. On 16th April this year, Centre had constituted a committee with Cabinet Secretary as the chairperson to examine and submit recommendations on the measures to be taken by central and state governments to safeguard the interests of the queer community. Government has already taken interim action in this regard. Department of Food and Public Distribution has issued an advisory to all the states and UTs enabling partners in a queer relationship to be treated as a part of the same household for the purposes of ration card. Department of Financial Services has issued an advisory that there are no restrictions for persons of the queer community to open a joint bank account. Health Ministry has issued letters to all stakeholders, including all states and UTs, to take measures to ensure the rights of LGBTQI+ community regarding healthcare, planning awareness activities, prohibition of conversion therapy, and availability of sex reassignment surgery. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu visited flood-hit areas in Vijayawada today, inspecting the situation by boat. He reassured affected citizens, promoting government support and instructing officials to prioritize the evacuation of vulnerable individuals to safe locations. The Chief Minister assured that every farmer affected by the floods will receive fair compensation. In Telangana, incessant rains continue to lash several parts of the state. State Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy has directed the entire government machinery to be on high alert. The government has issued a flash flood risk warning for 19 districts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has issued orders for dispatching 9 NDRF teams, 3 each from Chennai, Visakhapatnam and Assam. The 14th Hockey India Congress was held today in Lucknow with participation of representatives from all 31 state member units. Hockey India President Dr. Dilip Tirki, Secretary General Bhulanath Singh and Treasurer Sekar J. Manoharan were present in this Congress to discuss shaping the future of Indian hockey and reinforcing the collective vision for the sports growth and development. 15-year-old chess international master Mayank Chakraborty from Assam has won his second Grandmaster Norm in a GM Norm tournament being conducted at Greece today. I am Mayank requires one last norm and to touch the FIDE rating point 2500 to be the first grandmaster from Northeast India. He had become international master this year in April. On the fourth day of the 2024 Paris Paralympics, the Indian contingent continued to perform well. Indian shuttler Nityashree Sumati Sivan is just one win away from securing a medal for India after reaching the women's singles SH6 semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.